Hey, this morning we're going to talk Operation T-Bone coming up this week. Brandon Toft is with us. Brandon is president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce this year, and a whole lot of activities going on. Brandon, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Operation T-Bone has grown so much since it started some 67 years ago. It's grown into a real community celebration.
It really has. It takes a lot of people to put this on, and we all come together and just enjoy the weekend and the festivities, and it kind of... It's a big weekend, and then it kind of sprinkles out some activities over at other times. But, yeah, there's a lot going on, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How much planning goes into putting all this stuff together? Because there's a lot going on.
Yeah. We start meetings with the T-Bone Committee, and we meeting the Chamber of Commerce, about April. And then we meet every month until it kicks off, and then usually kind of the month after to kind of wrap it all up.
Now, it looks like there are a lot of different factions involved in all the different events and things going on. So does everybody have kind of their own area they take care of?
Yeah, we kind of split up into groups. Like this year I'm on the parade committee. We have some other committees, including the beer garden and the kids' festivities. And we have a car show and all that stuff. So, yeah, it takes some different subcommittees to get it all done.
Yeah, sure looks like it. Well, let's talk about some of the activities that you've got going on here coming up this weekend. I know you're going to start Friday night, just kind of an old-fashioned picnic, something that's going to benefit the kids.
Yeah, it was started by Children's Nest. Actually, the very first one we did was Albert's 50th. It would have been 3 years ago. And then the Children's Nest took it over as kind of a fundraiser for their daycare facility that they built in the Friendship Home, and so we kicked that off Friday night. It's a great time. There's lots of music, and the food's great, and it kind of morphs into the figure eight races after that, and then we do our big fireworks on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of different types of things going on Friday night. I know you guys were working to generate some extra donations and things for the fireworks display. Can folks still donate?
You bet. We'll always take donations. Those things get expensive, but they're sure fun to blow up.
Yes, they are. All right. That's going to move us into Saturday. And coming up this Saturday, just an awful lot of events going on. You want to kind of give us some of the highlights?
You bet. We kick it off with kind of a fun run that starts at 7:15 in the morning. And then kind of the city park kind of just opens up after that. There's some vendors that are on Main Street. There's a tractor exhibition, there's a car show, there's food throughout the place, there's a kiddie parade at 10:30, kids inflatables and toys and all kinds of games for them kind of throughout the day, and then there's, of course, food throughout. Then the parade kicks off at 1 o'clock. That's kind of our big deal on Saturday afternoon. Some fun stuff goes on kind of after that, but then I'd say it winds down a little bit late afternoon, and then we kick it back up with a street dance in a beer garden with the First Name Band is the group that'll be playing for us.
Excellent. First Name Band, I've seen their name quite a bit around the region. They must be becoming pretty popular.
They're starting to book quite a few shows. It's a two-man band, a couple guitar players, and they sing, and then everyone really enjoys them. So we're looking forward to a lot of fun that night.
Yeah, variety of music?
Yes, they do country and classic rock and new stuff and sometimes their own personal take on some classics, if you will.
Oh, it's excellent. Well, that's what way a lot of different people will enjoy their music then, too.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, you kind of touched on there are two parades. There's the Kitty Parade. Has that been pretty popular?
It's growing, yep. It's fairly hilarious. the kids kind of dress up their bikes, or we've had, like, those little, I guess, John Deere-powered Jeeps or whatever, the kids' Jeeps that go around, and they design them up, and then they go through the sidewalk paths within our city square park here in downtown. So, and everyone just kind of watches them and giggles, and usually somebody's good for a good laugh throughout that parade.
You bet. Just having some fun there. Yep. Well, now the big parade starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and Gail Van Arnam is Grand Marshal. Talk about that.
Yes, he's been a staple in Audubon County for a long time. Does a lot for the fair and different 4-H events, and just a nice nice opportunity to honor all his work that he's done throughout his lifetime here in Audubon County.
Yeah, he's kind of an example of a lot of different folks up in Audubon County that have been very involved in a lot of those types of things, from the fair to Operation T-Bone to everything in between.
Without guys like him, and there's numerous ones, thankfully, we couldn't do all this. So it's great to have them, and it's great to be able to honor them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the parade starts at 1 o'clock. At what time do folks line up?
11:30 or 12, for sure. They can start getting lined up, and it's down at the Chamber Bin site, as we like to call it, just to the north of downtown. So,
okay, no pre-registration needed, just show up.
Yep, you can pre-register if you really want to, but there's no need. There'll be a table there, and we'll get some quick information and send you on your way.
Okay. Is the parade route the typical route?
You bet. The one it's been since I've been here.
Okay. It's been this been the same for a while. Very good. Well, then folks know all the good shady spots.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, one of the things I see that's going on during the day, in the middle of the day, an opportunity for folks to come in and kind of see some of the renovation going on at the Rose Theater. That's kind of a neat project.
It really is. It's been in process for a little over a year, and I think most of the fundraising is about done. They've been working real hard this summer, completely renovating it. It was stripped down to the four walls. Has a brand new roof, literally new everything to it, and we're going to reopen it as not quite a dollar, but a discount theater, if you will, that'll run on the weekends. We're trying to make it the way it was when it first opened, 60, 70 years ago, with the marquees getting redone. And so it's just a neat project that should look really nice when it's all finished.
It's just kind of a classic example of kind of saving downtown, small-town America.
Yeah, we keep trying, and just like all small towns do, but we keep trying. We don't want to see it go, so we do it one building at a time, I guess.
Well, the Child Care Center kind of came about the same way, with folks getting together for a cause.
That's right. We've got a lot of that stuff going on right now. The Children's Nest is another good one, and of course the Audubon Recreation Center that's still being worked on is another one where that's been a lot of years of a lot of people getting together and a lot of hard work that's coming to fruition right now.
You betcha. Well, I see you've got some activities going on Sunday too, with the breakfast fundraiser at the fire station, the open house there, church service as well. Tuesday though is kind of the, well, dare I say it, the meat of Operation T-Bone, the 67th annual Operation T-Bone. From day one, it was all about cattle and the importance of the industry to Audubon County. T-Bone cattle auction coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's kind of where it all started. And as much as we kind of forget amongst all the activities over the weekend what it's about, why that one really, there's nothing else left than the auction. So they'll do that down in Anita, and it's always a great turnout and a great day.
You bet. Well, it may have changed over the years from Chicago to Omaha to other places in between, but eventually now here in Anita at the livestock auction there, it still draws a nice crowd and still draws a lot of attention to the importance of that beef industry.
It really does. It's something that we're proud of, and we try to keep that tradition carrying forward.
Absolutely. Very good. The car show as well.
It actually took a couple years off. We had a tough time finding somebody to do it, but I know Lance Mike's been a big part of it, and he's gotten kind of a group together that are ready to bring it back, and I think we're set for a pretty big turnout. I know he got confirmation from a pretty sizable Corvette club that a good handful of them will be around, and so we'll have some good-looking cars and, of course, some tractors, too, just up the street from them, so we're looking to bring it back in a big way this year.
Yeah, that's a good score if you got a Corvette club coming in.
Yeah, that's we should have a lot. It should be good.
Excellent, and that'll be going on throughout the day as well. Folks are familiar with those. Those always draw pretty good crowds. And if we don't get any rain this weekend, temperature wise, it looks like things are going to be great for outdoor activities.
You almost thought it was October, not August.
No doubt.
But yeah, that sounds. For me, I'm all about it. That heat kind of gets tough on a guy after a while. But, yeah, it looks very favorable. If we could just I don't want anyone to accuse me of not wanting rain, so if it could just stick to the mornings, early morning and late evenings, I think we'll be okay.
A little overnight rain is fine, but
that's right.
Help us out during the day, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, again, a few more activities, too, down the road. Saturday, August 12th is the Audubon County Saddle Club's trail challenge, and then all of a sudden on we wait a while until September 10th on a Sunday, the T-Bone Golf Tournament to kind of round things out. So some other activities going on, too. But bottom line, this weekend, that's where you're going to find most of all the action. A lot of it centered around the city park there. So stop on by, get a glimpse at Albert, and get a chance to enjoy Operation T-Bone here for the 67th go-around in Audubon. Brandon, thank you so much for your time. And, hey, have fun this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.